got a point on the side of the urn, one of the urns, there's a glass tube. And that glass tube has in it water. And in, that's the way you can tell how much water is left in the urn. You have to know, you have to, how many cups of tea are left. The two urns out there. The one on the left, there's no tube on the side. The one on the right has a tube on the side. So now the shaila, should you use the one on the left? Or should you use the one on the right? That was the shaila. This is not a new shaila. What's the shaila? What could be bad with the water? What's terrible? What could be bad? What could be wrong? So the first question, the shaila is pointed on the side of the urn, one of the urns, there's a glass tube. And that glass tube has in it water. And in, that's the way you can tell how much water is left in the urn. You have to know, you have to, how many cups of tea are left. The two are on the left, there's no tube on the side, there's one on the right. So, in Yichave Das, in Chelek, Vov, the same as Chof Aleph, he was asked this question. What's the problem? The problem is the water inside is higher than the water outside. Obviously. The water inside has good insulation, whatever the metal that the bird is made from. Whereas the water on the outside is just a tiny little bit, surrounded by glass. It's not as well insulated. You know, maybe a small amount of water is cooled off more quickly. We discussed it before it came to the soup and all that stuff. So that's a big problem. So Bavadji says, well, he starts off with a dovish and a miscata. You don't have to try to get water to the top. From the glass tube into the urn. So what's your kasha? Lipsic ratio. Very good. What's his answer? There's lo nichle. Shtei tshuvos b'davar. Number one, we pass lipsic ratio. Lo nichle is awesome. Number two, who says lo nichle? We go back to our old story with the small Russian like him. The tea drops. I thought maybe it should be nichle. Because you want it to get hotter. This is colder. Not as bad as cold. It's colder. You want it to be hotter. So no. You want how much is left. That's nichle to know how much is left. Not nichle that the water which came out of the tube should go into the urn. If, as far as that's concerned, it could have gone into the sewer.
But if lo nichle, that cold water is coming to your hot urn, you know how cold.
That's the old story. Like lo nichle is the hot air came into the refrigerator. But most poskim are told that's considered nichle, because once the hot air came into the refrigerator, you want it to cool down. And once the cold water was in your teacup, you want it to heat up. And once the not so hot water goes into the urn, you want it to heat up all the way. Some agree with you, but not everyone. Wait a minute, before. Hold on, what happened? Watch that. The water is connected, correct? how cold is cold. So we have a cloud. What's called cold and what's called hot? We think we have a cloud. What's the cloud we think we have? What's the cutoff point? What? That's a lettuce bulb. Oh. Right over here. Clear, there's no doubt in his mind that on Friday, when you heat up the urn, even the water in the tube becomes the answer lettuce bulb. Well, the thing is, it cooled off. Maybe it'll sink beneath the answer lettuce bulb. But he's not even sure if that's true. And therefore, since ain't Bishlach official, Golah, for the many we've shown him, so he can have to be made. That's kind of what he just said. Some say Bishlach official, he's assuming that a portion that on Friday it's going to reach out to lettuce bulb. Even if you'll say that it'll stick beneath the Atalettus on Shabbos, it's a big deal. Ain't Mishlach a Bishop of Davalah. I don't know, Mahmir, but in this case, we can be tired about this other consideration. Then he throws in, maybe it's considered to be grubble. You're not pouring the water in, you're just opening a spigot, and incidentally, the other water, the tube falls into the earth. It's a very major question whether that's considered grubble or not. Many posts disagree very strongly with the Chavadas in this matter. They consider opening a faucet to be a ma'isa mamish, not a grub. I mean, if a bavad is right, you can put in the hot water on Shabbos. Right? Why don't we put in hot water on Shabbos? What's wrong with it? Put hot water, wash hands over there. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it is, when you put in the hot water, what happens? Cold water comes into the boiler and heats up. Loose, it's a grub. Alright, say grub is also the Rabbana. We don't agree it's grub. None of us agrees that it's grub, for sure. And he says he actually measured it. He quotes from the Sefer Shalom Yehuda. He measured it and he found that the water is hot, no problem. 50 degrees. Well, obviously it's 50 degrees and 50 degrees. We know what he's talking about. 50 degrees Celsius, which is certainly Vadai Gender Yatzalot. Who can do the math? Quick. 50 degrees? Anybody? No. What's 50 degrees? No? No one can figure it out? You can understand mathematics. Correct. It's a jackpot. 122. 122 is definitely the athletic book. We saw many kilos with it at school. 120 is for sure not the athletic book. For those 2 degrees, you are definitely not, definitely yes. You must be kidding me. Still they floored. How can you write such a thing? 122 is definitely the athletic book. Then he writes, "Well, Yosha is master to me." Then he writes, "Well, Yom Zil is master to me." That I don't understand. "Well, Yosha, I don't understand." Why? "Well, Yom Zil, he is the author of the Gris Olam, and the Gris Olam maintains that even if a worry out to let us go in the tube before Shabbos, and now you got to move it up for the first time when it gets into the what? When it gets into the main body of the earth." To a higher temperature, which is hot enough to make tea, that's also awesome. And maybe you're awesome in our Torah. I'll tell you another secret. I don't believe his first statement, which he said is a double burr, that the water in the glass tube was certainly at the lettuce bowl when the water was heating up, you know, on Friday. And our earth is not that way at all. Our earth have a thermostat. I'm not sure what planet he's coming from. But our earth have a thermostat. So that it's no hotter on Friday than it is on Shabbos. And therefore, whatever heat it is on Shabbos, it was on Friday. What's that heat? 122. How hot is the urn? Who measured it? 180? Someone else? Much hotter. So you're taking water, which perhaps was never more than 122, you push it up to 180. According to our understanding of it, you're in double trouble. Number one, even if 122 is yet to let it go, still be asked the question of Benjamin Zilva, so I can't understand what he said over here. Number two, it's probably, it could be that he has the letters in the first place. The only way to be mounted, the only one way, in my opinion, to be mounted this earth. Only one. I learned Shabbos Aminus back at 14 years ago. There's only one way I can think of to be mounted. And that is, if we assume that the water is constantly mingling all the time. It's all one big thing. One big thing, all the water is interchanging all the time. But then you can argue that the water Yetzer, which is now happens to be in the tomb now, so it must have passed its way through the main body of the earth at least once over the last umpteen hours. Because if they talk about Kral Yesh Vila, that when it comes to liquid things, you know, you have a drop of water here. The drop of water here was here, 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 and things are all moving, fishing all over the place. I tried to ascertain whether this is true or not. I had a relative who was a professor of physics. And I asked him, well, what's going on? Is the water here? Now, the hole between the urn and the tube is teeny-weeny. It's a very, very small hole between them. You can't even see it. I'll tell you how small it is in a minute. You can't even see the hole. So he wasn't able to convince me, he wasn't able to take a statement that he could guarantee that the water in the tube has passed through the main body of the earth. How could you tell? Maybe with color. Maybe. Maybe. Radioactive ice. That's what I wanted to call. That's what I called it. Did you please put in radioactive isotopes so I could find out? He said no. I don't know why, the professor of physics said, well, it's a big deal. So what I did was, 14 years ago, I had the urn in my house, I took off the tube. All the holes of it sprang a leak. I took off the tube, it sprang a leak. So I put the tube was screwed in with a screw. I took the screw and I screwed it right back in. So I had a screw there with no tube. In doing so, I discovered how small the hole was. This was the size of the head of a, you know, of the width of a screw. But the width of a screw was less than a centimeter, I think. Therefore, I'm not at all convinced that the water's going to go back and forth. It would be a bigger hole, the greater chance that things will only go back and forth. No, you can see that. Who took physics? Raise your hand. Luke, what do you say? Which way? Which way are you saying? Doesn't the change, or does not have to change? Can you give me a guarantee, Rafi? The water in the tube was once in the urn? No. You can give me a guarantee?
Well, you notice when I come downstairs and push it down, the water tube goes all the way down and then it goes back up.
That's good news. That's good news. That's good news. That's good news. One second. So what we have to do is, we have to make sure before Shabbos to lower, to take out a cup of water before Shabbos. Does it all go down in or just?
Not all, but it tells you to get out. No. It goes down more than you take out and then it shoots back up.
Well, let's do an experiment at lunchtime. You see how my bar goes down. And we'll have to make it, maybe we'll do it a couple of times before Shabbos, and I'll solve the problem. Because if it all goes through and comes back again, then, yesh makom lahok. Yeah, but then you can say, again, it goes back to my old Shabbos. I always claim bishlach abishlach abadavalach as a yesh abishlach abadavalach derabbanan. Now we came maybe to the Shabbos with the Raisa. Still, here it's on the down of the gamma, probably really it's warm enough to pass for hot. If someone served you 122 degree tea, what would you say to him? You throw it and spill it in his face. Now, what would you do with 120 degree tea? I'm asking a serious Charlotte. 122 degree tea. What would you do with it? You drink it? Yeah? Iced tea. 122 degree tea, what would you do with it? I want to know, I'm serious. I mean, I don't know much about tea. I don't drink tea. All week long. I'm a bigger mouthman than you. I have a low plug. I don't drink tea always. But the question is, really, I'm serious. I'm trying to drink tea. I don't know. I don't think you drink it. So it's a serious shadow. Yeah, it's not even warm enough. It could be the sound of the garment, of course, that out the river that's going to bring up all the old source. It's a big problem. Even if it goes down all the way, it's a problem. How the Chalmer if it doesn't. So I don't know what the heck there is. I'm not sure that. I don't want to make waves. Mitigates to be made though. But I'm not sure what it's based upon. Yes?
The way it works.
Oh. Went downstairs to check it out. That's what I
actually a little bit. When you pour your
Cold? Maybe you have to measure, get a food thermometer and stick it into the tube. I saw he measured 122, he measured it on the inside, you're measuring it on the outside. Well, the truth is that usually glass, if you have a hot glass and you ever try to hold it, you break it in, you can't hold it. You're really, unless you have hands that are really callous and all that. But I don't know, I'm very worried about this. Only, I'm the only one. It's like yesterday, right? Every day I've become the big machmir, really, just the Shabbos. I thought I was the one with the big make of the Shabbos. What's going on over here? Two in a row. You should never die from matzah in the simcha. What's going on? That's big fan. Yeah.
You know,
the matzah
with
when these
enough
to flow
through, to keep it at 120
degrees,
or just enough
to
say that there's
sense. Kept at 122 and it'll float through the middle, then I can find the tzad l'hotla. I'm not convinced to put there anyway. But if it never went through, then it's very hard. Then you have to be met, you have to stand on two legs. One, assume that 122 is Vadi Atzeletzbo, which I'm not thrilled about. Then assume that once it gets Atzeletzbo, you can heat it up as high as you want, which I'm also not so thrilled about. I don't know. I cannot answer it to do it. It's early on Torah Makel, but I don't know. Yeah? Inch. But they could be 6 inches higher than the two.
So let's say, if that inside of the urn is all the same temperature.
Right.
Okay, if the inside of the urn is the same temperature, then if the outside part that is currently touching is going to be the same temperature.
Good.
Okay, if so, that temperature is rise. That water rises inside the two.
Range, above the 123.
Okay. So if it was there before Shabbos, the same temperature of the urn, then it's not a problem. Then you get that
temperature. No.
I'm claiming that the water, at least at the top of the two, is not that water. On the top of the tube. Look, I don't understand you. The man measured it and said it was 122. He measured it. All right? It doesn't get much hotter. He thinks it's going to get hotter later. After he's poured a cup of the he would have measured it then on the bottom. Kitzer, I have big problems with syrup, but the minute is to the vehicle. So, what can I tell you? You want to have to be a leftist. Take the left syrup. Oh, the problem. Okay. Rebels, I... See? Shots to the right wing party? I don't know. They could be taken at the right arm. Or the left party, they're at the left arm. I don't know. How do you think it works? Best is your Chavadas. Okay? Fine. Let's go back to now our present in Yonah. We're learning the studio of the Shia and Abdo. Let's forget that. Now we come to a new Torah again here as well. Yesterday we kind of came up with a bad one. That we thought that, according to our logic anyway, it should have come out, that the whole head of Kedera, Gabi Kedera, is according to Matavi, who said it, and the Ramah's logic should have led to the conclusion that it doesn't. I have to confess, nowhere did the Ramah say it doesn't. The Ramah never said it doesn't. Don't know why it didn't say it doesn't. If the Ramah would have asked me, I would have told him to say it doesn't. Of course, that didn't happen. Should have been us, according to his logic, the way we understood it. Oh. Now, our entire logic and all of our riots, everything was going with the Mahalach of the two great Gedolei HaTorah, the Pre-Begadim and the Bir Alok. The Bir Alok quotes the Pre-Begadim twice, Reishnu Gimel and Reishnu Ches Alef. You put that together, it seems to be almost inescapable. The conclusion that Shemi Yechanta Begapolim is not taken care of by Kedei Ra'aish, by Al-Gabi Kedei. I don't see a way out of it, frankly. But today, what you might call good news. The news is not all bad. And that is another approach, a completely different approach, completely to the Stira and the Mechab. That's called the Stira. The Mechab is the Ramesh of Gimel Sim Gimel, by Kedei Ra'aish. You want to have to put something back on. You have the shawl is beginning to dry out. It's getting dry. You know, the shawl goes, starts up with a ton of water, and then starts evaporating. It's a little less. Now it's hasn't burned yet. But if you leave it the way it is, the present level of heat, just you wait a few more hours, you'll smell the burn. But there's no water on the burn. So I want to be mocked in for fool or not. While there's some water in the shell in it, what do I do? I want to reduce the heat. How do I do it? I take a pan, turn it upside down, put it out of the fire, take the shell apart and put it on top of the pan, set it on top of the fire. But don't let go. Don't let go. That's what Tziv gives. And Tziv, hey, the Machaber says, when it comes to a Gedera, Gabi Gedera, you could have let go, you could have put it in the refrigerator, you could have put it on the floor, you could be 10 hours later, no problem. You can even what we call the Sina Mechadish and Mutter, Gedera, Gabi Gedera. Sira. Yesterday was a terrace, a full one, and there was an empty one. That was yesterday's terrace. So now, there's different terrace. This different Torah is quoted on your Ma'am Makarma sheet. I'll give you the brief quote, and then we'll see the more lengthy Ma'am Makarma. Exhibit 4. Look, he's there, Meniach HaFlatach HaShchalit. He's going to a hot plate. We'll get to that later. Doma LeMeniach HaGavik Deir Rekonim Sheish Lesson. Until now, he's saying, but to be a Lof of Nahalaf, you can't put your chicken on top of a dairy cuts. Ulam Amogan Avrom. We mentioned this Amogan Avrom yesterday, but we glossed over it in a minute. And I didn't realize at the time that this Amogan Avrom has been interpreted by some, including a Bavadja, Shas, to mean something very, very deep, profound, and far-reaching halacha l'maaseh. You can't imagine how far-reaching this is. Ulam Amogan Avrom. Mechalek bezeh bein tav shalach roseya she'osu l'anicho v'shabes gam al gabi g'deiro shal chamin v'shem she'esh ligzor Hashem y'anichen utzone v'yesh bishol ha'chabishol b'lach avol tav shal yovesh ha'fil utzone mutzol l'anicho v'shabes al gabi g'deiro ha'fil reikonis she'ein bishol ha'chabishol b'yovesh ayin shom. Now I ayin shom, I didn't see this at all in my ironing shum. I just saw nothing. We mentioned this yesterday. Open up Rabbi Osei, Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Ches. Siv Zayim Ches. We mentioned this yesterday. We actually quoted this yesterday from the Shara Tzion. Remember that? Am I dreaming? Didn't we? Did we quote a Shara Tzion? I think Pei Gimel or something like that yesterday. Did we not? We make an action. Why is a Rishon Yerikar only in Tziv Ches, not in Tziv Zayin? Rishon Yerikar, why did he say it in Tziv Zayin? And the Mishnah Berurah said it goes on both. It goes on both. There's an equivalency between one and one. Both and I remember. Hot liquid is the same as cold solid. What's the side of the shower between hot liquid and cold solid? In both cases, ain't what? Ain't Bishol HaChavishol. So when the Machabit said Rishon Yerikar when it came to the cold solid, Ches, equally true of the Wahat liquid design, the same thing. But the Bhagavan Avram says no. Avram Khabam says the Sarachi and Lamala Khriya Bay Joseph is Zion the Hadir. So Huba Atmo, Flow Kosov came, the Sibiration of Gimel, Siv Gimel. What does that mean? What in the world does that mean? So the Lavushay Straw says the type of Siv Het. That's Siv Gimel. Quite a different track. Siv Hei is what his head there is. The Eish Lom, but after the Tzli Mot Alitna Lachatil Agave Kira Tufa, Ava Mavushal Os Alitna Agave Kedera, Agave Kira Afilu Ucham, Kedera Shem Ita Mavshukar, Mavushal Lachazara. This is true. What is Tzli and Mavushal? Because the Mavushal is what said. Tzli means solid and Mavushal means liquid, shine. It's true. The Mogan Avraham distinguished between solid and liquid with respect to the Mechaber and Shinyut Zayin, Shinyut Ches, and Zayin Ches. In Shinyut Ches, if Zayin, he doesn't decide which what to do. Not sure. Two opinions. And in Shinyut Ches, if Ches is Mekel, when it comes to solid. What's news to me is that this very same point is going to be used to defend
the answer to zero, which we had way back in Reish and Gimel. He didn't say it. I don't think he meant it over here. He should have said, Uvazen, Nicha, Astira, between Kisiv Gimel and Teferet. He didn't say a word. Who said it before? Who's the first one to have said this? The Machtis HaShekhar. Those are the big Shulchanarach. Please open up. Simon Reish, Nun, Gimel, Sifat, Lamed Dalet. Brother Avram. Brother Avram says something. Chris says he quotes the Ran. He quoted it yesterday. And he says, and the Muhammad ever quoted the Ran. Yesterday's Ran. But this particular fool is not this November in fashion. We reject it. Fine. Says the Machla Shekel. All of a sudden, picture became the same as Tulsa Shabbos. Lover of his Panadish, Hitler of Messiah, said Paul, Bakhter, Mamsek, and Peter, Akhila Fatila, Sipay. Ubisim Gibel, Pasam, and Mashka Baboka. After the term of second, Eno Mazel of Hazar. I'm always in the Fatila. So here's the Shlo Yaniyah HaKtea Gami Kakai and Shom, my Shom. What's the difference? Yesterday's cash. Here's the idea that he matches the moment of Rome with Hamon. She is there to come to Rome. Osi Shabir. She caught them that the double yom and shame of Lorak put the Kiagat and feel the Chathila. Have a load of a sheesh from Lorak and feel the Vika. Osi Shabir is Gimel. Bar sheesh from Lorak. Bless them look with it. But here in Tepay, it's Panadish. We know it's Barakas. Speak for Akira. They list them as Fiat Tana, Shlo Yer, Kokam, Kokam. Rak Oz Yesh Lava the Dina Kidd Shai Kriya Group of Tuma. Aval in my minutes a canary can illishanas be their official on the Tve, Sharla Kulama, after their reconnaissance. They were himself as my cash in friends with Sarahian. The Ayn Rational Gibbles of Gilby Alava. No, they took the path for the first time. The Pachamecha, I don't understand the Pachamecha at all. And I don't know how to reconcile the Steerus. The Steerus and Mishnah Brewer is a law. But the Mishnah endorses the prima donna distinction. And the Mishnah Brewer himself seems to follow this distinction. The difference between a full pot and empty pot. Yet, in a few other places that he quotes, where? Shinyut Ches, Mishnah Brewer, Mem Aleph, and Sadi Dal, it's true. In both places, he seems to go for the Tere Reikonis, even with respect to the Sina Mechadosh. Now, the Klal and the Nils is different. That's a different story. That's a bad quote. In my opinion. Because the Kolel and the Milsa said, if you looked it up, there was a, in the back of Reish Nitzes gives you a summary. So Rabbi Kivagan has a Ha'orah, and this is very important. The Magen Avraham writes the following case. You have an oven, and on the oven there was a brick. You put a brick on top of the oven, and you want to put a pot on top of that brick. That's the case. And the Magen Avraham says, over here, if nasa levena the veracher alatana, but hakat nasa nakdeir olea shari. And the dava she'ain barot of afilu kar kicham dami. He equates liquids, hot liquids, with cold solids. So now, wait a minute. Even the terrors of the Machtis HaShekhar is not going to work this time. The series may leave it for liquids. So the Fiyan Yisayit does not do anything. This is not the case of a Kedera Reikonis. Kedera Reikonis means I have a stove top, which is normally, you usually put the pot on top of a stove top. It's meant for. So I put a Kedera Reikonis, and you think it's arguable, it's good, it's no good, solid, liquid, full, empty, whatever, the two distinctions we have. Here you have an oven, which is a completely enclosed oven. The oven is meant to heat the house. It's not a cooking oven. It's a heating oven. And on top of the oven, you put a brick, and on top of that, you put a pot that's so far removed from the whole process that it's negative even when it comes to liquid. That's the shot. You can't get a right from following the movement. But the other two, which was I looked up, the Shinyu Tess, he seems to say so. So I don't know how to resolve this theory with Mr. Brewer. My upbringing was always a distinction between a full and an empty one, and it's very hard for me to get steer clear of that. But I now look with a much more benign attitude on those individuals who put things on top of left.
Now the Shmiras Shabbos never was mad on top of a bluff. He's only mad there today or Reikonis. I thought the Russians are going to prove his left. So I think what the Shmiras Shabbos is driving, I think he means is, again, it's confused, I don't understand either. He's working with an assumption, I believe, that on top of an empty bluff, a plain bluff, an empty bluff, plain, we have to perhaps worry about the Rikim of Ashel, where the top of an upside down can, there is no Nirikim of Ashel. So that's Chazar again. Both Rabbi Avadya and the Shmir Shabbos draw distinctions. The Rabbi Avadya distinction was, at least according to his son, the Alfa Yosef, that a plain tumor is sometimes the people of Avashal on. You put it left, no one's Avashal on. Rabbi Noriba, I think, goes a step further. More master. A plain left, sometimes people have Avashal on. An upside down pan, people don't have Avashal on. My opinion, they never Avashal on anything. Not on tumor, not on left, not on upside down pants. And then the whole thing is, doesn't work. As we said yesterday, you have to have an indirect heating system. That's the build up that I grew up with. Betuf tam. And also there's a new Torah Chadash. So when I first saw Rabbi Avadya Nechav, that's why I saw Yaakov Yosef, I thought about another Chiddush Nifla. I couldn't believe it. I thought he was saying that tumor he can also put on from the ground. As against the Gemara. No, I thought. The Gemara was talking about liquids. What am I talking about? What does the Mishnah say? Chamin v'tavshil. Chamin is water and tavshil is chalk. Maybe when it comes to the kugel, the Gemara never spoke. That's why I thought he was right. That's why I thought he had the Yosef. At least that Matzias I can understand better. The halacha is a reason more radical. But these two Matzias are the distinctions between kotum with some other covering and a bleb and an upside down pan. I don't know. I wouldn't have said it. So once again, I think the halacha remains as we said it yesterday. At least we have now grounds for those individuals who are making it by upside down pans or by blefs, based upon the psukim of the Shmir Shabbos and the Charedas respectively. Any questions? That's a good question. A cookie sheet. What's that? A cookie sheet is a blef. I say it's no good. Pan, turn it upside down. Huh? At depth. So the picture upside down. Okay. What? Oh, the new left. Now we get new left. Unbleft. Bare left. Yes. What happened I guess? You're way ahead of me. Way ahead. Yes. But what's the talk about now? The two special blasts, the conveyor blast, the unblast, the what blast, the who blast. What's going on? A revolution started last year, the year before. What happened was there were rabbis who discovered to their shock and chagrin that people from their communities were taking Kugel and chalk in the refrigerator and putting it on the left directly on Shabbos. They couldn't believe it. How can you do that? They didn't know from the Avadya, I guess. And maybe the Shmir Shabbos, they didn't know from the Eagle, and they weren't using upside down pants. So some had the brilliant idea of making a Kedera like a Kedera mass production. Instead of having to have a chalk pot on the fire, which I don't have chalk on the fire, and it's not on the top, it's not always even. And what happens? You finish the challenge, what do you do for if you want to hot stuff for in the afternoon, or this, or well, it's complicated. We'll create a Kedera Agabe Kedera situation. How so? I've seen it. I'm going to my shul. They take, basically it's a very wide, deep, and very shallow pan of water. It could be a half an inch high, and let's say, 3 feet by 3 feet, or maybe even more than that, big. We fill it up with water before Shabbos. We put it on before Shabbos. The water gets very hot. The bleff now, and they advertise, oh, it's better than regular bleff. It has even heat. Because the water spreads the heat evenly. You know, when you're bleff, you never know. Russian roulette, it's hot, it's cold, it's this, it's that. Here, it's even. steven heat. And since it's full, it has the head of the prima gun and the VR lover. And then you can take it in the refrigerator and put it on Gavaldic. Car has a cover. And the cover prevents the water from evaporating. And you're home free. You got a scummer's big rabbonim. There, this is a Gavaldic gazak. Tremendous idea. And as soon as they got scummers, they changed the plan. And they made it, apparently, more shallow. And apparently, the top did not fit as well over the bottom anymore. So people complained. I once spoke about this the last year, and the rabbi got up, a push of the rough, got up and said, I tried it, I bought it, I put it on, and the water all burned out. It evaporated. Boiled out. But if it's no good, it's like a regular left. And the presumption was, well, in the old version, it never would have happened. Yet others, I think, have a different complaint. That if it's so shallow, so shallow, how can you consider that to be like a real conveyor with a pot? They think it was too shallow. I don't know why. If it has water, it has water. Anyway, my opinion of the matter is, if it doesn't boil out, and if you hold it in the head of a gabbe kadera, it's an improvement to a regular plant. But I told you before, yes, I'm not a big constant of the gabbe kadera essence to begin with. So it's hard for me to get too excited about this new plant. Yes. That's a good question. If the water evaporates, is it like an upside down pan, or is it like a plain blood? Since I'm not a cost of that distinction to begin with, I told you, but the rough said it's ridiculous, I can't answer your question. I don't know what the Gadara about. I don't know. No worse than a plain blood, let's put it that way. All right. So we're now deeply marred in controversy. Everything today we didn't touch was controversial. Everything. Upside down pan on the blem, in my opinion, is the same as an upside down pan not on the blem. Hey, nisach al alisa. I mean, what's the difference if you have one or two? Care about sign. Any questions? Whoa. Those who do. We mentioned many different levels of kula. Those who rely on all these kulas have what they rely on. But let's go on the way down. Even the best kula, the Machabis kula, about Gabi Kedera Mamish, I'm not a fan of that kula. I can't argue with Machabis. But I thought that the Rambam should have asked it. That's number one. Then you go down to the Kedera Blef, which is the version of the same head there. Some say it's the same, some say it's not the same. Alright. Then you go down to the upside down pan, which is a big machlok. I thought the Bialama should be also for sure, but Shmir Shabbos on top sort of is possible with the kula, based on other Mishnah Berurahs, and I can't resolve the contradiction. Then you have Rav Avadya, takes it further and extends the head to even the same head that they're going to a plain blem. We've gone to down four different madrigals. Obviously, they're going in descending order of priority. A is better than B, is better than C, is better than D. Some say all four are good, some say all four, I don't know, is it all four no good? And most people are somewhere in between. Yes? Oh, that's the best kasha of all. How do you have to do on Shabbos? Is it like Haroi? You want to talk to on Shabbos? Be patient. Be patient. Don't believe so fast. You leave now, I need counsel. Yes. Yeah. I guess it's abnormal. Rabbi Vayner is abnormal. more abnormal than well, he's a blech, it's more abnormal than plain cotton. So I guess if Shmir Shabbos said that upside down pan is more abnormal than a plain blech. I'm guessing. I have to spell it out. Doesn't say. No. 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 Nah, but you're measuring from the wrong place. You gotta measure from the top. Oh, whenever I leave it here, it rings. Thank you. Okay, that's a sign. We've saved by the bell. That's the sign of the swing. This is going in forever. We're now starting to come out with tennis. It's Tamek Barala. Sheet number Zion. Okay. Stomach Morallo. What's the halacha concerning the stomach Morallo? Is there a Shemi Yechadah B'Gecholam? Yes or no? Now logically one could say no. There's no stomach Morallo when it comes to Shemi Yechadah B'Gecholam. There's no Shemi Yechadah B'Gecholam. Wash is an idiot. Every chitoy, every time he stirs it, it makes the food taste worse. Well, let's take a look. Let's start with the Ran Yud Zayin of the base. Stop there, I'll go back to the Gemara because the Ran close. What does it mean? Either means Shabbos as opposed to Friday, or he calls Rashi, Shabbos day as opposed to Friday night. Fine. Then he says, "Umihosh Amina." Oh, and the Gemara quotes over there in Shabbos, Lamed Chesed and Beis, about Mayim. Mayim is what? Stomach. Come on. Ralo. Umihosh Amina. The Lahad there are filo b'stomach ralo. Igara because of in. Be low, if that's your assessment. Not so. Michael Mucha Mikumkum Shokana to Hasid Naliel. The El means, back in the middle of the Sugya, wonder where it is. It's on page 32. The Liberal Maskel Visu. That's a Mar Lokum on the next to the last line of this page. When we get to the Sugya of Hanania in detail. But if you want to look it up just for a minute, page 32. Wide line number 7 quotes on that line. End of line 6. The lekala may for the last of Chenegufa. Yea, but there are feeling the stomach viralo. Impossible. Viral adult with the mice, the other of Chenegufa, the stomach of the Rabbi, the Shabbos, now he the Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shahelo, Kuk Mishal Kamen. The niece said the Vitamic Viralo, Shire the Hag, the Archie the Medical Fukuma, Heiki Mises Yadamine, the Hassan Mubacham and Shufa Kol Sok, and the Hanaki, I got the time for Viralo, and Shire the Hag, the Medical Fukuma. Yeah. And the body can have her. Lazar, the Vitamic Viralo, also. Bingo. Viralo is the Shua. For sure. And the Shukhanara agrees with him. The Shukhanara quotes, you cannot put something on an uncovered fire, even if it's Vitamic Viralo. I want not. It's going to be Mechazah B'Gecholim. However, about Hachazara, correct? Why is Hachazara prohibited in a case in which she is permissible? What's the extra dimension? We already mentioned yesterday. What are the rats explain?
Exactly.
Nirith of Avashal. So if it's Nirith of Avashal, that is correct. There's no difference between the stomach we offer and the stomach. What's the difference? In either case, there's no real bishul. Because once the bishul comes out, there's no real bishul. It's Nirith of Avashal. So there's no point at all distinction between Yafal and Rala. But if one were to hold
and
the reason the Shemi Yachat of Bikakola, perhaps the distinction should really exist. Who said so? Here's a funny story.
Who said so?
The impostor. The impostor said so. The pseudo Ran. It's not focused, the real Ran. Will the real Ran please stand up? If we didn't know until now that it was an impostor, we know today.
But the Ran
was a foolish. When it comes to the impostor, there's no difference between what it was, Yafalo and Rallo. But the pseudo Ran, can I explain to you what's going on? I tell you, the Ran is a photo. The pseudo Ran, and I cut it in the comments, I guess I should have put Chidush Ran in quotation marks. He writes. Let's see.
Where was it exactly?
Lamed Ches on Aleph. Yeah. Says, what do you mean? Mastis
Lamed Rufa.
You come by Sidi Chamed. Ustam Chamed and Tamed Veralo.
Because the Tamed Veralo puts all the hags here.
I feel a bit of shame, the group of who about blood is running soon around. So, sadly, comical. Father, I'm not sure if a group of he who made the famine, the ain't a group of. I shall not be sure if a group of have this. An inexact equation. Not so gewaltig. But that's what he says. Now what could the Leal? He said to him, what did he say, Russia? Where's
Lamala?
I think it's what I told you before. Lamed Zion of his base. Here it is. No idiot, but this is the Chachi Yakov, the rule of the food. I, the Ran Asin, even in case of a Tzadik Rala, why? Because the Ran holds the Kliyza Prakzor is what? Is what? They're in the Mamasho. But the Pseudo Ran holds is what? Shem Yechachi Yakov, the Pashtas. And therefore, doesn't apply to the Tzadik there. There, Rallo. Much more to be said.
But I'm out of time.
The mission of tomorrow will give you all speaker. I want to talk about speaker.